Hello, you guys. This is the Black Sleep Queen, and today is Sunday, and I'm going with Surviving Sunday because you know the coronavirus is still going around, and if you're still alive, hey, you're surviving. So that's why I'm going with Surviving. Okay, like I said, this is the Black Shoe Sleep Beauty Queen. Woo! Yeah! This is the Black Shoe Sleep Beauty Queen podcast. And yeah, I am a child of God. And today, again, is Sunday, Surviving Sunday, because of the corona. If you're still alive, you need to thank God that, yes, I'm still alive. You need to thank God right now that you're still alive. This is Surviving Sunday, okay? And today is April the 26th, 2020. It is 62 degrees outside. It should be 100, it says it's 100% chance of rain, okay? Yeah, but right now it's sunny outside, but it's 100% chance of rain, okay? I just want to talk stuff that's on my mind. And it's more of being satisfied with yourself, being pleased with yourself, being confident in yourself. Stop being so insecure with yourself, okay? Like I said, if anything can be taken away from you, then it wasn't yours in the first place. This goes with everybody. Doing it, men or women. If that person can be taken away from you, then it wasn't yours in the first place. That's like, especially with the women. Okay? If your man is being shared with other people or can be taken away from you, then it wasn't that person, that man wasn't yours in the first place. Especially like with women. As women, we need to work more together. Like I said, especially women, we need to work together, you know, work together and not against each other. When it comes to these men, we tend to fuss and fight for a man. Why would you fight over something that don't want you? Does that make sense to fight over somebody that don't want you or that wants to share theirself with everybody or even with one other person? That's still, you know, if that person's not yours, it has to be yours and only yours. If it's not, it's not worth it. It's not worth the fight. It's not worth the fuss. You know, it's not worth killing another person over a man. It's not worth it. Okay? Like I said, it wasn't like if somebody can be taken from you, it's not. That person is not yours in the first place, okay? It wasn't for you. That person wasn't for you in the first place, okay? It doesn't matter if your boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, husband. If that husband goes and cheat or that wife goes and cheat, that person wasn't for you in the first place. Stop fussing, fighting, and killing over just stupid stuff that's not yours in the first place, okay? Okay, if you marry, just get a divorce. It's not worth fussing, fighting, killing. It's not worth it at all, okay? Okay, what's for you is for you, okay? What's for you is for you. What's for someone else is just for that someone else, okay? What God has for you, it is for you. It is just for you and nobody else. So don't be or get jealous of someone else, okay? Because what's for you is for you. Your glory is your glory. Your joy is your joy. Be proud of yourself, okay? Be proud of yourself. Don't be insecure. What do you need to be insecure for? Like I said, what's for you is for you. If it was for somebody else, it's for somebody else. okay? You don't need to be hating on nobody. You don't need to be jealous of somebody, okay? What God has for you is for you. You know what I'm saying? It's in God's plan. Whatever for you is for you. For I know the plan I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare, not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare, not for evil, to give you a future and hope. Okay, y'all? Stop being jealous of other people. God made you. You are a child of God, so act like it. Okay, y'all? You know what I'm saying? People have to use their common sense. People say, oh, what you don't see or what you don't know won't hurt you. Or they may say, what you don't know can't kill you. But for me, when people say that, this is what I feel, okay? Because to me, that's nonsense. When you say what you don't see or know won't hurt you, to me, it might hurt you and it may not, okay? So you don't know. But I wouldn't say it won't hurt you because that's not true. It can and it cannot, you know what I'm saying? It may not hurt you, you know what I'm saying? Because what you see and what you don't know may kill you, okay? Okay, it may hurt you. It may hurt you, may kill you. You know what I'm saying? You don't know. So, what I say, what you don't know, what you don't see, you can't be held accountable for it. But you know, nowadays, you still be held accountable for stuff. People always doing mind games, you know what I'm saying? People that don't know or don't see, they still be getting in trouble for what they don't see and what they don't know. You know what I'm saying? People are always making up stuff, lying, you know what I'm saying? For other people to get in trouble, and it's not right. You know what I'm saying? We as people need to do better. Stop lying. Knowing that person's innocent. Stop lying on people. Okay? Like I said, what you don't see, what you don't know, you cannot be held accountable for it. You should not. If you don't see it, if you don't know it, how can you be held accountable for something you don't know or don't see? Okay? It's common sense. You're not going to be thinking, like, if you don't see or you don't know something, then you wouldn't be thinking about it because you didn't see it. You don't know. So how can you be thinking about something you didn't see or don't know? How can you be worried about something you didn't see or don't, you know? You know what I'm saying? You didn't think of it. How? Okay? So, what you don't see, what you don't know, you're not going to be thinking about it or worrying about it. Okay? Like I said, what you see and what you don't know can hurt you and can kill you. Okay? That's just common sense. You know what I'm saying? So, you have to take care of yourself before you can take care of, okay, y'all need to learn how to take care of yourself before you can take care of others, okay? Because some people, you know, they get overwhelmed when you're taking care of other people and stuff over and over and not even taking care of yourself. You know, people can get overwhelmed and get stressed out for doing stuff like that. So, make sure you take care of yourself before you take care of other people. Okay? You have to love yourself before you can love someone else. Okay? Okay. Be satisfied with yourself on how you look, with your face and body. Love yourself. Don't let yourself or somebody else tear you down of the way you are. Don't change yourself. Okay, you shouldn't change yourself because of other people. I don't think you should change yourself, period, because God made you that way. Why would you change something God Nay, you know what I'm saying? You shouldn't do it, okay? Because at the end of the day, you're going to regret it, okay? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you need to be pleased with yourself, be confident in yourself, and just be satisfied with yourself, okay? And like I said, women, stop fussing and fighting over these men, okay? Because it's not worth it. It's not worth it. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't make sense to be fighting over somebody that wasn't yours in the first place. If, like I said, if anything can be taken away from you, then it wasn't yours in the first place. So it wasn't yours, okay? If God ain't in it, then I'm telling ya, y'all just need to leave it alone. If God ain't in it, leave it alone, okay? No matter what you do, if you change or not, people is always going to have something to say, okay? So be yourself no matter what, okay? People don't have to do all these different changes to satisfy other people, okay? People need to stop lying, stealing, cheating, killing, bullying, raping, molesting, stalking, harassing people, okay? People need to mind their business and do what they're supposed to be doing, okay? Stop manipulating people. Stop taking advantage of people. Stop trying to control people. You need to be in control of yourself, your mind, body, and soul. You need to be in control of your mind, body, and soul. You cannot control others. You only can control yourself. So don't worry. Think about it. Think about you, okay? You should be able to hold yourself accountable. You can't be thinking about other people. You can't control about what other people do. Only they can control themselves and hold themselves accountable, okay? You only can hold yourself accountable. Don't worry about other people. You can't control other people. All you can do is control yourself. You need to respect and love and hold yourself accountable, okay, at all times. So you need to respect yourself and love yourself and hold yourself accountable at all times. Be patient and wait on the Lord. It says in the Bible, be a good courage. It says, wait on the Lord, be a good courage, and he shall strengthen. Thy heart. Wait, I say on the Lord. So wait on the Lord, be a good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say on the Lord. Okay, people, don't be jealous. Be inspired, okay? Don't be jealous of people. Be inspired, okay? If you want something that somebody has, don't be jealous. You know, just pray to God and hopefully he help you get that car that you want, okay? Because you don't need it. You just want it. So you need to pray to God, ask him to give you that. But do not be jealous of another person. Be inspired, okay? Don't be jealous, be inspired, okay? Don't be a follower, as y'all know this one. Don't be a follower, be a leader, okay? Stop being insecure, like I said beforehand. Stop being insecure with yourself. Learn to love yourself, okay? Stop letting yourself and others bring you down. You are beautiful inside and out, no matter what God made you. For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. So God gave us a spirit, not to fear, but of power and love and self-control. So God already gave us, you know, a spirit not to fear, but power to love ourselves and to be self-control. So we already had that. So you shouldn't be fearing about what other people have to say, think about you and say about you. You shouldn't be worrying about it. You had that. You may not think it or not, but you have self-control. God already gave you that self-control. You just need to use it. Love yourself and have self-control. Don't worry about other people. You're going to be all right. Okay, don't be the devil. Don't be Satan. Be a child of God, okay? Be a prayer warrior. Pray, okay? Pray for yourself. Pray for other people, okay? Love, health, and safe. Say safety. Health and safety, okay? Don't just talk. You say, don't just, you know how people say, don't talk the talk. You need to walk the walk also. So don't just talk the talk. You need to walk the walk also, okay? So don't just talk. Show action in a positive way, healthy way, in a safety way, okay? Don't talk the talk. Just don't talk the talk. You need to show action in a positive way, healthy way, in a safe way, okay? Stop hating on people. Like I said before, stop hating on people. People need to mind their business. And don't be a hater. Be a lover. Be a lover and not a fighter. Okay? We shouldn't be fighting with one another. It's not worth it. Okay? We should be loving on each other, praying for each other, and just hoping for the best for each other. Okay? And the Bible says, but as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Okay? Y'all need to pray and have faith in the power of God. God made us for a reason, okay? Okay, he has big and better things for you. So don't hate on somebody else. Don't hate on somebody else's blessing. Be happy for that person, okay? Be happy for that person. Do not hate on somebody because they got a blessing. They got a car. They got some money. You know what I'm saying? Don't hate. Just be happy. You know what I'm saying? And pray. Pray about it. Hopefully you get some money too. Don't hate on nobody because it's not worth it, y'all. Okay? Like I said, for women, we need to come together as women. Stop fighting and fussing over men. It's not worth it. Y'all should know that it's not worth it. You know what I'm saying? Women should not be fighting with one another over a man or anything. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to work together. You know what I'm saying? Be nice to each other. Kill each other with kindness. You know, not with hate. Kill each other with kindness. No fighting, no fussing. It's not worth it. Okay? Women, we need to work together and stop going against each other. Okay? Like I said, if it can be taken away from you, then it wasn't yours in the first place. If your boyfriend or husband can be taken away from you, then it wasn't yours. It wasn't meant to be. Just get a divorce. No fussing, no fighting. It's not worth it. Just get a divorce. Or just walk away. Just leave. If your boyfriend, just leave. No fussing, no fighting over no man. Don't even fuss and fight with the man. Just leave. It's not worth it, okay? Your health is more important. Your health is more important. You shouldn't be stressing over nothing, okay? Just pray about it. And just, you know what I'm saying? Kill people with kindness. Don't stress yourself for nothing, period. Don't stress yourself over nobody. Okay? Just pray. Pray. God get you through anything. Okay? God will get you through anything. Okay? You just have to believe and trust in God. In the power of God. Trust and believe in the power of God. He will get you through it. Okay? Don't fuss. No fighting. No killing. Period. Okay? Be satisfied with yourself. Be pleased with yourself. Do not be insecure. Period. Don't never do that. Okay? You don't need to. God made you. Okay? Just the way you are. Okay? You're beautiful inside and out. Okay? Be confident in yourself. Don't let nobody tear you down. Okay? You are a child of God. You are a child of God. Okay? So act like it. Okay? Pray. You need to read your Bible. Pray to God. And believe and trust in God. And He will take you through anything. Okay, you guys? Like I said, if somebody can be taken away from you, then they wasn't, you know, they wasn't your friend, they wasn't your boyfriend, they wasn't your girlfriend, they wasn't your wife, they wasn't your husband in the first place, okay? Okay, it wasn't meant to be. It wasn't meant to be. If somebody can be taken away from you or shared, if a person can be shared, nobody want to share nobody, okay? That's disgusting, okay? So if that person want to share themselves with everybody, it's not meant to be. That person don't belong with you, okay? It's not worth it, okay? So you guys, if somebody can be taken away from you, they are not meant to be with you. They're not yours, okay? If anything can be taken away from you, then it wasn't yours in the first place. Okay? I'm keep saying this so y'all can, you know, understand what I'm saying with y'all and y'all can get it. Okay? So be satisfied with yourself. Be pleased with yourself. Be confident in yourself. Don't be insecure. You should never be insecure, okay? God made you, okay? Okay? So, you guys, this is your Black Sleep Queen podcast. This is the Black Queen. This is the Black Sleep Beauty Queen podcast. Okay? So, please like, share, comment, subscribe, and thank you for listening, okay? And God bless, okay? In Jesus' name, amen. Also, remember, you guys, remember to treat people how you want to be treated. Okay, you guys, God bless. In Jesus' name, amen.